Hi, it's John from the Rookery End, and this past week Watford have made two new signings: defender Tom Aldred from Carlisle and also goalkeeper René Gilmartin from Warsaw. Now, I'm lucky enough to know the man who does live commentary on the Warsaw website. He's the John Marks of Warsaw, if you will. I thought it might be good for us to learn a little bit more about René as he arrives at Vicarage Road. So I've got Steve to answer a few questions for us. First, thanks for coming on, Steve.
It's a pleasure to be invited on the podcast. Thanks very much for inviting me on.
Now, we know he's 6'5" and he's played for the Republic of Ireland under 21 side. But what kind of a keeper is he?
Well, the thing that strikes me about René Gilmartin, and the thing that impresses me from talking to him a number of times last season, is the mental side of his game. He's so determined, so motivated, and he's a very good professional. Let's not forget, he was at Walsall for 5 years, and he'd had to really play understudy to Clayton Ince up until last season. But he's still, you know, mentally you have to keep yourself right when you're in that situation. And he got that down to a T. He was an absolutely fantastic top bloke. And my co-commentator on the Walsall website was Mick Kearns, who's actually the goalkeeper coach at Walsall. So I got to learn quite a lot about of what he was like as a person. Professionally and on the field, shot stopping, I'd say, is his major skill, and very commanding on crosses as well. You know, he's not the bulkiest of blokes, but he's a very tall, lanky goalkeeper, and that obviously helps, you know, coming for crosses. But yeah, shot stopping, that is his major skill.
Has he had any outstanding game-saving moments for Warsaw?
Yeah, he had plenty, to be fair. Last season was his breakout season, really. Up until then, he'd only really played a handful of games, but he managed to break into the team after Clayton Ince had quite a poor spell last season for Warsaw, and he took his chance, definitely. He was one of the most consistent performers at one point in the season. And I remember a few games, Stockport away. Yes, Stockport were the bottom team in League One at that time, but Walsall didn't play too well that day. Apart from René Gilmartin, he kept them in that game with some fantastic saves. And also, to be fair, this might sound strange, but Southampton away. Walsall lost 5-1, so René did concede 5 goals that day. But if it wasn't for René Gilmartin, they would have gone to double figures, Southampton, no doubt.
Now, he's 23, so what aspects of his game do you think he needs to improve on?
I'd say, really, it's communication. There was one incident last season where he messed up on a back pass, which led to a goal for a team. The name of the team escapes me at the moment, but that led to a goal. It was a defensive mix-up between himself and Jamie Vincent. So he does need to improve on his communication to scratch that out, but I think that will come with experience, because yes, he's 23, but he's only played a handful of games in his career so far. So get a few more games under his belt, and you know, I think he will be able to improve on that, no problem.
How do you think he's going to fare against Championship strikers?
It's going to be an interesting one to see how he fares against Championship strikers, because before, the games he's played have been League 2, League 1 level. This really is a big step up for René Gilmartin. A lot of people, and myself included, probably think he probably needed another season and a full season at League 1 level, because he only really had the number one spot at Warsaw for half a season last year. He could have done with another time at League 1 level. But hey, you know, some people might excel against the challenge of Championship strikers. And let's not forget, to be fair, League 1 had some good strikers as well. You got Ricky Lambert at Southampton, you got Jermaine Beckford at Leeds, you got Grant Holt at Norwich, and Billy Painter at Swindon. You know, there's some good strikers at League One level, so I don't think he will be too daunted.
Thank you very much for that, Steve. A great insight into a new Watford signing. I will do my best to hunt down someone who knows a little bit about Tom Aldred, and we, of course, will be back with the From the Rookery End pre-season special the week before the new season starts with our away trip to Norwich. Thanks for listening to the first podcast. The response has been amazing, and we hope we can do some more fantastic podcasts for all the Watford fans in the new season. Cheers.